Joining us on the line right now on this week's edition of The Hot Seat is Health Minister for the province of Alberta, Mr. Tyler Shandro. And Minister, welcome. Great to hear from you again.
Well, thanks for having me back on. Wonderful to talk to you.
All right, awesome. Bill 66, we know that this is before the House, some amendments. What are some of the highlights in this that you're excited about?
So it's a couple of things. We're making it a little bit easier for the Crown, as it were, when they are joining into a lawsuit for negligence, and so we can cover our healthcare costs. We're ensuring that taxpayers are on the hook for all of the legal costs if the lawsuit isn't successful, since we're not really that much of a part of the lawsuit. So we'd be on the hook for costs to the extent that that we would be involved in that lawsuit. So that's one of the highlights. There's a couple other things. It's really mostly just cleaning up and modernizing a lot of small minor things that have been included in being on the books for health legislation modernized over actually quite a long period of time. So just kind of the third step in our process. We had two bills in 2020 as well that was cleaning up a lot of health legislation, Bill 30 and Bill 46. So this is just the third of that process.
So, Minister, would the Health Statutes Amendment Act 65, Bill 65, would that be included in that kind of cleanup, or is that different?
Right. Oh, so you're talking about Bill 66. Sorry.
No, I was talking about Bill 66, but I'm also, I guess, now moving on to Bill 65. Sorry. So just kind of looking at that. Health Statutes Amendments Act. Is there like a big difference between that and between Bill 66 and 65? I mean, both close in terms of numbers, but in terms of the actual contents, are they significantly different?
They are significantly different. Bill 66 is the amendments to the Public Health Act, and those are much more significant. That is. The work that we took from the all-party review committee of the legislature who reviewed the Public Health Act, and as well as following through on some of our commitments we made in 2020 to remove emergency powers that were added to the Public Health Act after 9/11, allowing government to change legislation through a ministerial order. So we're going to take that away, and removing the ability that has existed for over 100 years for government to have mandatory vaccinations. So we're going to be removing those pieces in Bill 66.
Okay, awesome. So I guess also, and this is something else that we see coming up, rapid flow clinics, I guess, in terms of vaccine rollouts. So I'm just kind of wondering on that too. That's got to be big, because I know obviously we're in a race right now between the variants and the vaccines, and as the Premier mentioned last week, the variants are winning right now. So having these rapid flow clinics in places like, Fort McMurray, Grand Prairie, and the cities, of course, how helpful is that going to be in reaching that hopefully 75% vaccination target?
Well, they're an important part of our work to add capacity. We know that Alberta has the capacity to do 1 million vaccinations in a month, and it's really just for us, Ben, as we talked about before, the issue of lack of supply from the federal government. But we wanted to, any time that the federal government did for some reason flood us with a bunch of vaccines, like the recent deliveries of AstraZeneca, that we would have the ability to switch on these rapid flow through clinics to get people vaccinated as quickly as possible. So it's just us adding that capacity piece so the vaccines don't sit on a shelf.
Yeah, okay, great. Yeah, you definitely don't want to have any waste there. And I know this is something we saw that that you had commented on, and it's never good that something like this happens, but I know that some AHS workers had their personal vehicles vandalized in the Lacrede area, and then also we saw in the Edmonton area somebody wrote, and I quote, AHS Nazis on like spray painted somewhere. Now, while I do understand that this has caused some debate and on public health, really, there's crossing the line, isn't there?
It's crossing the line, but I understand from Dan Williams, the MLA, the riding that Lacrede is in, that the community really was disappointed in that type of behavior from the kids who had done that, and the work that the community did, delivering food, cleaning the trucks themselves, really shows the community spirit that the support that people. Most people have for our environmental public health officials and everything they're doing to keep us safe. So that was wonderful to see.
Okay, good. Yeah, no, we never like to see personal workers treated like that. I mean, I am a journalist, but definitely can't be biased about harassing others. We never like to see that. Also, no, exactly. And also, in honor of Logan Boulay Day now, it's raising issue on organ and tissue donation. And I know that this is something that you and I have talked about in the past in terms of trying to increase, the amount of Albertans signing those organ donor cards. And just, I guess, is this something that can really like help bring more awareness to that? Because I know when we were talking before, Minister, this is something I believe that's very interesting to you personally.
It is, and it's a wonderful opportunity for us to increase awareness, get more people signing their donor cards. Alberta does have a low we the way we gauge it is by calculating the donations per million, and in Alberta it's 19, and other provinces are in the low to mid 20s, from 22 to 26, I think. So there is a lot of work to do. It is more than just having more Albertans signing their donor cards, and so it is work that we're trying to do in the ministry to work with AHS to build a culture where we're having the difficult conversations with the family after someone does pass. Because a lot of times somebody has signed the donor card, and not all of those organs are often available then for you. So we have to also do a lot of work in changing the culture so that there are referrals for donations as well after someone signed that donor card.
So just out of curiosity, understanding the process of it, because obviously, like you said, Minister, it's not an easy conversation to have, like, oh, okay, so when you die, can we, like, take parts out of you? It's not the easiest conversation to have, and I can certainly appreciate that. But I guess in saying that, though, I mean, I guess this is going to be like some sort of like educational opportunities, I guess, for maybe the government to, teach the public about those conversations, how to have those conversations, and maybe hear some stories of personal survivor. Basically, I guess what I'm saying is a marketing campaign, for all lack of a better purpose, is to raise awareness around this.
It is, and right before the pandemic came in 2020, the transplant games were to be held in Alberta, actually, in 2020, and we were planning before we were distracted by COVID-19, and using 2020 as an opportunity to really have that kind of a campaign, and I think we now have the opportunity to start that in 2021 now. But it is a great conversation for us to have with Albertans, so we can increase that awareness and then hopefully bring our donations per million up to at least where other provinces are.
Well, yours truly right here, the host, is actually the recipient of a organ donation in
Oh,
terms of
wow.
like eye surgery. So definitely resonates especially with me. And actually, it happened right here when I was still living in Edmonton, when I had some eye repair surgery done, and thanks
Wow.
to the donor cornea, I don't need a contact lens in that particular eye anymore. So I'm saying right now, like, I'm somebody who actually is living proof, maybe not like a heart or a lung, but still it has been helpful. So something I'm interested in. And next question, June 30th, how do you feel about that in terms of every Albertan getting a vaccine dose, as I must note, who wants a vaccine dose?
Well, we still have seen some disruptions in our deliveries for AstraZeneca and Moderna, mostly Moderna. Pfizer has been arriving on schedule for the last little while, and that's good to see. So I think from everything we're told by the federal government for vaccines that will be delivered to us, I think by June 30th, we should be on par to receiving just a little over 4 million doses of vaccine. So I think from everything we're getting from the federal government at this time, we should still be able to meet that commitment of getting one dose to every Albertan who's asking for it by June 30th.
All right, awesome. And also, I saw another one. And this question I wasn't originally thinking of until this week, actually, when I saw that your legislator colleague, MLA Dave Hansen, asked you a very interesting and made a member statement in terms of rural doctors and rural health care, and the fact that he put some interesting statistics out there that out of several applications, I think at the U of A and the U of C, I think only 30 of maybe about 250 applicants from rural areas were approved and brought into the program. Now, I'm not going to pretend I know anything about university selection criteria, but just to further Mr. Hansen's point, do you see an opportunity for those students who want to practice medicine in rural areas, want to study to do it, but aren't getting into school? Do you think that there's an opportunity to assist?
There is, and that's why we developed a program with RPAP, which is the program that is recruiting and retaining physicians into our rural communities. They do amazing work. And
yeah, they do.
And so we provided them with a $6 million grant to help us with how do we recruit more rural Albertans and more students to want to practice in rural Alberta. And so I'm looking forward to working with our PAP on that continued work so that we can increase those numbers.
All right, awesome. Well, no, definitely that's what they want to do. And we know that obviously doctor recruitment is up here, but one thing that I was talking about with local Reeves and Mayors up in this area, once they come, they do not want to leave. So it really is an interesting way of life out there. And speaking of ways of life, from Minister to Tyler, you know, like a couple weeks ago when we were chatting, it was pretty chilly out there, kind of the thing where you're saying duct tape's on the cheeks. But so now I'm kind of looking out my window right now. I'm almost wondering if you get sunburned if you were out there for more than a couple hours, depending on how it is in either Calgary or Edmonton today.
Well, look, as somebody who is probably genetically engineered to survive on a bog, I get sunburned any time of the year, but so this time of year I got to be a little bit more careful putting the sunscreen on my cheeks and in my forehead. I got a big forehead, so I got to be a little bit more careful. But wonderful weather with the kids, and looking forward to some bike riding this weekend.
Oh, good call, good call. I mean, I might replace bike ride with rollerblading this weekend. Although I think it's going to have to put in some WD-40 on the wheels, because it's been a while since they've been used. And whenever I slap on the skates and I start rolling around, I hear the and to be honest with you, I've tried that with skating, and it really does distract you. It's not fun. I will give you that. So if you have any wheels or like squeaky wheels on the bike, WD-40 them. Trust me on this one; those sounds could be awfully annoying. They will. And also, I guess, on weather notes, too, I can say this, too, and I also want to stress it, that I did get the dose of Pfizer Moderna about a week ago, and I can tell anybody that has said it that I don't have any side effects, no symptoms. I'm still alive, breathing, and I'm just fine. I will say this also as well. The only symptom I had is that the day after I woke up the shot, a little extra motivation needed to get out of bed, but other than that, nothing.
Well, that's wonderful to hear. I mean, I'm not eligible yet, but as soon as I am, I will be getting it. And I think you made a good point that, you know, the reason why you get vaccine, you're getting your vaccination isn't just for you. It's everybody's vulnerable around you. And,
that's right.
That's a good point. And, you know, we should all keep that in mind as we consider getting the vaccine.
Dad is Dad's almost 80, so I'd rather be fully immunized before I see him than, God forbid, go around him and cause something that can't be repaired, God forbid. So, Minister, always appreciate the time. Be well. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Have a good day.
This is Minister Tyler Shandro, Minister of Health for the Province of Alberta, and this is another edition of The Hot Seat.